Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth!
People of Earth! Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet!
Woo! We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 778 of the Hucklebug. I bet you guys thought we were never coming back ever.
We're both still alive.
We are still alive.
Jumping. Well, Steny's hopping and jumping.
I wouldn't say I'm hopping and jumping. I'm mostly sitting on my ass. So yeah, but we're still doing our thing. In any case, here we are, guys. Rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Greatly exaggerated. I read that Rolling Stone article about us having a falling out.
That's bullshit.
Don't believe it.
That, I don't know where they got their source, but that is not true. We've had no falling out. We are going to skip your shout outs this week because Bet was unable to post a missive for reasons we don't understand. We did get a lot of lovely comments from people wishing Bet well, and we want to thank all of you for doing that.
And really, I cannot tell you how much that means to me.
Yeah. Well, you are loved. I don't want it to ever to escape your attention, Niblet, that you are loved by many people, me included. We thank all of you for your shout-outs to Bet. We just got so much goddamn show, we just got to go.
We do.
So we're going to start with rips. There have been a few.
Yes.
Celebrity-wise, Penelope Keith passed away, I think, like, the week after you went into rehab.
And that one, I had no idea about.
I thought you might have missed that one. I thought
it.
You might have missed that one. Yeah, Penelope Keith is a British actress. She was on Good Neighbors.
Good Neighbors, and so many more. But
yes.
I think of her, one of my favorite lines ever, and I'll keep it short.
Oh,
but she was in a... TV show called To the Manor Born.
Oh, yes.
Where she's a widow who had everything. And when her husband died, he left her with practically nothing.
Dead.
So she now lives like in a little hovel on the manor's
But she was
property.
To the manor born, but now she's not.
Yeah, but she is in her mind still to the manor born.
Of course.
So she's very haughty. And
that's what Penelope Keith did best, haughty.
Yes, so there's an episode where she has to visit the doctor, and of course she's expecting to be taken right in because she's Penelope Keith.
Right.
And so she gets there, and the girl at the desk looks at her like she's nobody and says, "You know, and you are." And she says, and she said, "Do you have an appointment?" And Penelope's answer was, yes, I do, and I shall be late for it if you don't take me right Which I just thought was a great comedy line.
It's perfect for her, too. She's also in, what was the name? Oh, shit. What is the name of those three plays? Tom Conti was in the televised version of it.
The
Norman
gosh,
Chronicles.
Yes. The Norman. I knew it was something Chronicles.
Yes. She was perfectly cast in that as well. She's wonderful.
And, you know, that might have been the first time I ever saw her.
I think it was the first thing I saw her in, too.
Like, early 80s.
Me. Yeah. I've seen her. She played basically the same character over and over again, but she was wonderful at it. Glenn Hansard from The Frames and from the film Once also passed away. That was a gut punch. I didn't know.
It was a
motorcycle accident.
And let me tell you, I saw several things on back when I had a Facebook feed that showed, you know, clips of him. Probably of what's the song?
Falling Slowly.
From the movie. Falling Slowly, yes. And I thought, oh, I love that song. And then I kept reading and
kept
reading
it over and over again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then how he died. Oh,
yeah. Really, really sad. So rest in peace, Glenn Hansard, as well. Quite broken up about it. And then Bette's also got a couple of personal rips.
I do. And I'm sorry because we haven't recorded in so long. This happened a little while ago. But Mr. Jones, James H. Jones, who was the mayor of this town several times. But he was also my band director.
Yes.
And he was a
what
wonder.
Instrument did he play?
Saxophone.
Okay. Our band teacher, Mr. Kwan, played trombone.
Well, you know, I think most directors are brass players.
Yeah.
And when I learned he was a saxophone player, and then I saw him with he went to Concord University, and he went back to play with their band.
Oh, cool.
And when I saw him play,
I bet it was awesome.
A solo on the saxophone, it was truly awesome.
That's great.
But Mr. Jones was just everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of stories I want to tell about him, and one of them isn't great. I was lucky, but Mr. Jones was one of these teachers. And I mean, in the early days of the Grand Band, we had from, you know, like 50 to 64 members. When Mr. Jones came along, our band, high school band, grew to be like 200 members.
Wow.
So he had a lot to work with.
Yeah.
And,
well, sounds
and
like he
wrangle.
Was a, I was going to say, he's also probably a good draw as well, it sounds like. People were like, I want to work with that guy.
Yeah. But he would get so angry, you know, at kids who didn't toe the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I was one of those kids. Who
of course
totally
you were, you rotten little girl.
Because I was a band nerd.
Yeah.
And he did love band nerds.
Yeah.
But I have to tell my favorite Mr. Jones story. When I was a senior in high school and our band went to our big trip of the year was we went to Disney World, march in a Disney World parade.
Yep. I remember you telling me that.
And had a great time, the whole band, you know, after the marching, you know, we all went our separate ways. We did everything we wanted to do. Then it was time to come back to the band buses. And there were three people, when he did all the counting, that's three buses, but he did all the counting. There were three people missing from the band.
Yeah.
And now, Mr. Jones, you know, he could get mad, and you could see him just about to blow. And he was at that point.
Yeah. Face getting red,
finally,
all that.
He finally came off of the last bus, and he was just standing there with his arm crossed. And then there came the three missing people.
Yeah.
One of them, the band president, at the time.
Mm-mm-mm.
And two of Chuck's friends. And they came, you know, kind of bopping in up to the buses.
Hey, what's going on?
And they were wearing, because it was Disney World, they were wearing, you know, the big sombreros that are three times your size.
Sure,
they were wearing those and they were dancing around. Well, the minute Mr. Jones saw him, he could not hold himself in. He cracked up so hard that it just made it made three buses of kids laugh just as well. He was just great. He was everything to me.
Yeah.
He made me think, and he made me think I could never play something, and then I would.
Yep.
But he made me love music, you know, like classical music.
Yeah.
That
so
I never thought
to have that
I could love.
In your life.
Yes. So, Mr. Jones,
a mentor.
You were a wonder. And I love his family. I've been wondering how to write a letter to his oldest daughter, Julia.
Yeah.
Just to say, but I haven't let that happen yet. But Jones, R.I.P. If
rest
anyone
peace,
deserves
Mr. Jones.
It, you did.
Hell yeah. Rest in peace, Mr. Jones. Sorry to hear of your passing. And then we've got some sad and surprising news today. Earlier today when we were doing a little together, Bette, I was helping Bette out with her computer, And we were just like making sure she could get on Facebook, which she could. But there was a post from Mr. M.
Yes.
That his beloved Acme had passed away.
Acme.
On International Cat Day, no less. So rest in peace, Acme.
Well, I have to tell you a story about Acme.
Please do.
Which I know I've told before, but it
probably
it, I can tell it. The David Sedaris thing, I could tell it every time, and people who hear it can listen to it every time. Acme, you know, he had Alice and Acme. Alice was, she had nothing to do with me.
Yes,
she was,
I remember.
Mr. M's cat, and that was it.
She was a fussy
but
one.
But Acme, you know, she was younger, and she was full
feisty
of hot piss and vinegar. Exactly. Mm-hmm. She was a great kitty.
Yeah.
But he probably hadn't had her for a couple of weeks. And I went down to spend a weekend there and, you know, dropped all of my stuff beside the couch right at the door. Sat down. Well, over comes Acme, and she's, you know, kind of pawing through all of my stuff.
Uh-huh, sure.
Who's this person?
What's that?
And then she stuck her whole head into my bag and came out holding in her teeth a $5 bill.
I do remember that, yes.
And
stole your money.
She took it, and she ran off.
Yep, she did.
She stole probably the second time I ever met her, she stole $5.
Stole five bucks right off you.
And she was a delight. She was a sweet, sweet kitty.
There were a lot.
And
of
I haven't posted on his post yet, but I'll have to remind him of that. But also to tell him what a sweet kitty she was.
She was a good girl. There were a lot of good stories about Acme. I remember hearing lots of good stories. She was a pretty girl too. Rest in peace,
and
Acme.
Of course, why was she named Acme?
It had something to do with the Roadrunner, did it not?
Yeah, exactly, the Acme. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The store that everybody on Looney Tunes went to.
That's right. Oh my goodness! All right, so those are all of our rips. Rest in peace, all of you.
Yes.
I have a movie. Uh-huh. Now, I don't really remember this movie very well because I saw it over a month ago. this was the movie I had in my outline when last we were supposed to meet, which was quite some time ago. It's called The Remarkable Life of Ebelin, and I think it's on Netflix. It is on Netflix. It's a documentary, and it's about a young man. This is the problem. I've been away from it for so long. He was born with, I don't think it's muscular dystrophy, but he had some like birth defect that kicked in when he was about 3 years old. And essentially
he had an ailment. Yeah.
Yeah. And it put him in a wheelchair and essentially robbed him of, you know, his ability to go have a normal life with other kids and stuff. And I think the doctors told his family that he wouldn't live past his 13th birthday or whatever. And he did live quite a lot longer after that. But, you know, eventually he lost his ability to even talk, although he was in one of these cool advanced wheelchairs, sort of the Christopher Reeve type, where, you know, you could blow on it to control which direction he was going.
Yeah.
And his fingers still work, so he could type things. But what he did was he withdrew a lot from his family, and he became a gamer. He played World of Warcraft, which is MMORPG, massive multiplayer online role playing game. So it's,
yeah, but you could see a kid doing that.
Absolutely, I mean you see plenty of healthy kids do it, but you could totally see a kid going and doing that where he can be whoever he wants. Because World of Warcraft is pretty similar to D&D, where you get to choose who your character is and what they're good at and what they're bad at and stuff. And he made a ton of friends in World of Warcraft. And that's kind of where he got his love and his life. But it was after he died that his parents kind of found shortly before he passed away, he gave his parents the password to his computer. And then after he died, at some point, they decided they wanted to log into his Facebook page and leave a note on his Facebook page saying that he had passed away. And they did that. And then they logged into his World of Warcraft account and put a note there as well. And the outpouring from the community in World of Warcraft who heard that he had passed away, I mean, they just, emails started coming in. They started getting emails from everybody he played with saying what a great guy he was and how he had inspired them and all this great stuff. It was a lovely little movie.
I think about that. I used to think about that when my mm-hmm. folks were still alive.
Yeah.
You know, if I died, I have no idea how they'd get into my computer, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Yeah, your sister might be a better candidate for that.
Well, but they would learn that I didn't just, well, I do waste time here, but I didn't just waste time here,
well,
that I made lifelong
great
friends here.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that was what it made me think of. It made me think of yours and my relationship and how we became friends online and the rest of the Pound Squeeze gang. It's lovely. It's a nice little movie. I give it a thumbs up. But as I said, I barely remember it, but it was a while ago. All right, Bet, tell us about your low light.
I do have a low light. Mm-hmm. And as you know, folks, I have been out of commission for
Bet's
quite a while.
Bet's been a bit out of commission, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not been fun. I mean, it's one of those things that I've been here in my house. And, you know, there was a time I wouldn't give, you know,
right.
to spend 6 or 7 weeks away from work in my house. But there's that thing you realize that everybody else is out there working, doing their thing. You're
right.
just here alone
right.
in a capsule.
That's right. So you don't have anybody to talk to.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And so my low light is, hang on, hold that.
Sure.
Okay, my okay. low light was, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I had to go back and check because, you know, I have had so many low lights.
Of course.
But this is the one I'm thinking about.
Okay.
Being there and, you know, being by myself and thinking,
yeah.
I got to do something. And I thought, well, you know, what I love to do is art, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Even if it's just coloring, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, I'll go and get my color, my big ass.
Oh, yeah.
144-piece set of colored pencils.
Colored pencils, yeah.
Prismacolors, they're
yes,
called.
Yes, the good ones.
Expensive, and they're good, and they yeah. color like nobody's business.
They're awesome.
And so I spent on, I guess it was Thursday, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Everywhere in my house looking for that metal
box. Oh, no.
And I never found them.
Oh, no.
I never found them.
That's
crazy. And I didn't take them. I mean,
right.
It's not like you put them in your pocket and take
yeah.
them somewhere with
no,
you.
No,
they're
of
here.
Course not. They're someplace.
And, you know, I thought about all the times I've traveled with them. So I checked my favorite orange suitcase and
mm-hmm.
unzipped it and, you know, took the flap back. Nope, it's empty. And so I went back in the you know, bedroom, the spare bedroom.
Yes,
just
the man
full
trap.
Of crap. Yeah, uh-huh. the full of crap. And I looked everywhere. I cannot find those pencils.
That's crazy. They got to be someplace.
They've got to be someplace.
You wouldn't have thrown them away.
Oh, well,
never.
I couldn't have drugged the trash out if I threw them in a trash bag. They're here somewhere, you know, under a table. I don't
yeah.
know. But they're
well,
not
they show
here.
Up. What
and
a bummer.
They made me. Yeah, they made me so unhappy that that would have been the thing.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
That would have made me happy.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
But then had I been, yeah, I was going to say, but then had I been happy, I did have to go back to work yesterday.
Well, that's true. So you ended up not having time anyway, right?
I would. Yeah, exactly. But I have not given up. I'm finding those colored pencils.
You're gonna find them. They're someplace. You know, I'll say the usual. What is it? Damn it! I can't remember the word. Never mind. I was gonna say they'll be in the last place you look.
Oh.
And they will be. They'll be up because why would you keep looking once you find them? So obviously right. they will be in the last place you look. I have a few binge watches that I'll talk about briefly. First of all, I have been slowly working my way through Modern Family on Hulu because I never watched that when it was on TV.
Well, let me tell you, I watch that quite a bit.
I love it.
And some I like and some I don't.
Yeah. Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, gosh. Well, I love Ed O'Neill.
Of course. Of course. He's great.
Phil's
my favorite.
Oh, well, Phil is Phil. I mean,
philosophy.
You know, and I have to tell you, in our family, mm-hmm. Taylor is Phil.
Taylor's Phil. That's great. I love that.
He is Phil. He is Mr. Happiness. Mm-hmm. Find a way to make it work. We'll
yep.
make it work. Everything's going to be fine.
Yep. He's very positive. That's what I yes. love about him. There's nothing that he can't handle. I love Cameron, especially when he goes, whoo!
I watched an episode two nights ago where he did that. Woo-hoo!
Lily! But I don't think he and Mitch have a very good relationship. I feel like they're always bitching at each other.
Yeah.
And so I'm not crazy about him and Mitch together, but I do love the show. So I've been watching that a lot. Yeah. There's 11 seasons of it and like 22 episodes a season. So it'll be a while before I get through it. I think I'm somewhere around season 6 now. I've also been watching on YouTube, and Bette knows this. I've talked to her about it a bunch of times already. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a show called The Repair Shop, which is a documentary style show. Have you watched a little of it?
It is the show I was thinking about.
Okay.
Yes.
It
rocks.
It's so lovely and wholesome.
But gently.
It's also very calming because, the show, in case you guys don't know what it is, it's a show, it's documentary style, I guess, in that it's real people. And people bring in old family heirlooms that have been, beaten up and broken over the years. And there's all these different craftspeople in the repair shop. There's a clock guy. There's a silversmith guy. There's a woman who does leather. She's amazing. There's a woman who restores paintings. She's also really great. There's two ladies who do like soft toys, like they repair teddy bears and shit. There's a woodworking guy. There's a metal shop guy too. So, everybody, all the bases are covered.
By the way, if I can just throw in a suggestion for Teddy Bears and the Shit.
Okay. I was thinking Rumors of Our Demise, but I'll take it under advisement.
Just keep it in mind.
Yes, I will. Some rando will come in with a thing to be repaired and they bring it in and it's in a state and then whoever it is works on it and then they unveil it and it's beautiful and it always makes people cry because it was, a clock that their grandfather built or whatever. It's really nice. It gives me vibes of the Great British Bake Off. Except that the one thing is, on Bake Off, first of all, it's a contest, so somebody leaves in every episode. And the other thing about Bake Off is that while there are great triumphs, there's usually at least one great failure as well.
Yeah.
And nobody ever fails on the repair shop. Everything gets fixed. Everything gets fixed and restored beautifully. And it's just lovely and calming. And my favorite part about it is just watching people work. It's so calming and relaxing to watch somebody
and they enjoy
silver. They love it so much. They are so happy to do that work. They're so happy to help people, reclaim an old family heirloom. It's just lovely. It's on YouTube. The entire series is on YouTube. Full episodes. Watch it. It's great. I also just watched a BBC series that we're not supposed to be able to see in the United States, but I have my ways. It's called Android, and it stars, what is her name? I always think of Catherine Parkinson, but it's not Catherine Parkinson. It's the one who looks like Catherine Parkinson. Mm. Hang on. Android.
I don't know Catherine Parkinson.
Catherine Parkinson was on the IT Crowd. And this is another
redheaded
woman. Diane Morgan is her name.
Oh.
You might recognize her if you see her. But anyway, it was only 6 episodes. I think it's still running in England. Tina, let me know if you've seen Android. It was lovely. 6 short episodes. I thought it was very sweet. The other, real quick, Ted Lasso season 4 just started. So I watched the first episode of season 4 and it's lovely.
And
it's good. It's good. I think it's going to be good.
Well, I've seen Jason on a couple shows. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the new, and I was so afraid I was not going to like it.
The only thing I am concerned about, I'm a little worried they're going to try to get Ted and Michelle back together, Ted and his wife. I kind of don't want that to happen. I feel like that's not realistic. I kind of hope that doesn't happen. I hope that they continue to successfully co-parent but live their own separate lives. We'll see.
But he's still there, but...
In the first episode, yes, he is in Kansas City.
Okay, but he comes...
Rebecca and Keeley and Higgins come to get him. And that's all I will say.
Okay, that's all you have to say.
But so the first episode all takes place in Kansas City. And it's very... I'm on board. I'm happy for it. Oh. All right. Niblet, tell me your highlight.
I have a highlight of the week.
Yay!
And let me tell you, I have not posted any pictures.
Mm.
I tried to take one today after I went out, when I went out.
Yeah.
Before we recorded.
That's right.
And it wasn't the picture I wanted, okay. But I got this week a ramp up to my house.
Yay!
Now, let me tell you about getting a ramp up to my house.
Please do. I want to hear about the ramp.
Because I had thought what this was going to be like. And it included, an aluminum kind of, thing where you walk up a ramp and it's kind of going this way and that and whatever.
Right.
And I thought, well, if that works and it gets me in my house,
that's what you want, yeah.
I talked to my friend, Pat and Brian's best friends.
Okay.
Are Karen and her wonderful husband, Rick.
Ricky Karen and Ricardo. Ricky, I do remember hearing about Ricky Ricardo. Okay,
Ricky
sure.
Ricardo.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to Ricky Ricardo and told him that I needed a ramp up to my house.
Yeah.
And I was expecting, him to come one day this week with one of those aluminum things that he would hook to my house. And I was okay that anybody would do something like that for me, even though that wasn't really what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you, folks, yesterday, early in the morning.
Yeah.
Day before yesterday. Okay. I was still way at home. I saw Ricky Ricardo pull in with his truck.
And
he got out and closed the door. And in the back of his truck were planks of wood.
He built it from
planks
scratch.
Of wonderful wood.
Nice.
And so he went out and he worked and worked, and for 4 hours he finally came in and said, "Bet, I think it's done. You come in and look and see if you like it." And I went out, and it is the most wonderful ramp anyone ever had. I cannot even tell you.
That's amazing. He built it from scratch.
And I wanted to put it on Facebook. And then I thought, if people on Facebook know that I need a ramp, then they're going to hit me in the head.
Uh-oh.
Kill me.
Time's up. Hang on.
Okay.
You've got flutes playing on your side.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Turn those off.
Okay. They're off.
Excellent.
But I thought, no, that's never going to work. I don't want somebody to hit me in the head.
No.
So... I went back, and every time I go out and open the door, I just walk down those wooden steps, And it is so easy.
Yay.
It is so easy to walk down.
At last, and then something is easy.
Only today, after I came back, mm-hmm. From being out.
Yes.
I took my walker and I, got the wheels up on it.
Yep.
Walked right up.
Rolled right up.
Walked right up into the door.
That's awesome. Is that your first time using it from outside?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. And it is wonderful. And like I said, I took a picture of today.
Yeah.
And I'll send you the picture.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll post it on Facebook. Facebook.
Okay. It doesn't do how great this is justice. But that I have a way to get in and out of my house.
I'm so happy. That makes me so
happy. And it's beautiful. I mean, that wood, it just goes so good with the old
great
aluminum siding on my house.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yay.
And so, Ricky Ricardo
you rules.
Just rule and rock.
That is awesome. Way to go, Ricky. Hooray.
Yeah.
That is awesome news. I'm very pleased to hear it. I was hoping, I remembered you telling me. Gosh, the last time we recorded, which was a while ago, but I remember you telling me a ramp is in my future. And you sounded excited for it. And now it's here. Now
yeah,
it's in
but
present.
I thought it was going to be an ugly ramp.
But it's not. It's a beautiful
not.
One. Did he paint it too?
No, it is
it's
the
natural
unclaimed wood.
Awesome.
It's beautiful.
It's so great. All right, I can't wait to see the picture. Send it to me, please.
Yes.
I have a pet story.
Meow, 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 meow. I want to hear some pet stories. Meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow. We're going to ramble
through
our last couple segments.
We love pets.
It's maybe not a great story, to be honest. So what you guys might, I believe the last time we recorded a show, Scout and Lincoln had just been to the vet. And if you may recall, I know it was a while ago, but if you may recall, Scout had a bad day at the vet and would not let them take her blood because she was too mean and nasty and kept growling and trying to bite them. So the doctor eventually brought her back and said, we're not going to try and get her blood today. She's too upset. So he said, we'll do it next month when you come in for her monthly pain shot.
Okay.
So I brought her in a couple of weeks ago for her monthly pain shot, but I did call ahead of time and said, is there any chance, doctor? Because it was supposed to just be a technician visit, right? I go in with the carrier, they take her in the back, give her a shot, take her blood, bring her back to me. But I really wanted to talk to the doctor. So I had it converted to an actual vet appointment, and we talked to Dr. Knowles, and we got Scout all drugged up before she went so that she'd be a little more mellow and hopefully a little more cooperative. Which, by the way, did not work.
Oh, no.
She was fine in the exam room, but as soon as they took her into the back room, I could hear her going, "Wah!" So it did not go well again. But Dr. Knowles and I had a nice chat. And I said, she's getting up there. I said, I'm worried about what these constant vet visits are doing to her. I said, first of all, I haven't seen her limp in a really long time, so I'm not sure she needs the monthly injections anymore.
Oh.
And he said, that's fine. He goes, I'm happy to stop those if she doesn't. He goes, I'm not a fan of giving your pet something they don't need. So he said,
that's
stop
great.
Them. He said, I said, let's just put it on pause for a month and see how it goes. But I haven't seen her limp once, so she's done with those. He also said, I don't think, when we failed again to get the blood sample, he said, we're not going to take her blood. He goes, well, just do it the next time you're in a year. He said, the thing is about cats with kidney disease is if they're gaining weight, it's usually a good sign. And Scout, bless her heart, is still getting fatter at her ripe old age of 16.
Oh, okay. So,
we're not worried about her, but she's the only thing I was worried that psychologically it was taking its toll on her. Cause every time we go to the vet now, it takes her like 3 days to get back to normal. She's just mean and she picks on Lincoln. So basically, she's basically done going to the vet now. I think, what I told the doctor is I said, my assumption is the time I need to start worrying about her is when she stops eating. And he said, yep, that's it pretty much. And I said, well, right now she's got no problem at all with her appetite. So We are happy with her current state, and she's overjoyed not to go back. And I think we're good to go for now.
Yay!
She does not have to go back to the vet anymore. Good girl, Scout. Yeah, she's very happy. So then it's time to tell Donald Trump to fuck off. That guy can fuck off. Fuck off, you piece of shit. I'd also like to add Gianni Infantino, the current president of FIFA. Although I hope that by the time this airs, I hope he's been ousted. He is an evil piece of shit. I mean, we knew that. Only evil pieces of shit are ever the head of FIFA. And I'm sure once he's gone, they'll just bring in somebody who's just as corrupt. But he's a terrible, terrible human being. And screw him. Who rules, Bet?
Well, I have two you rules.
Okay. I want to hear both of them.
The first one is for... It's a love-hate relationship.
Okay.
But the first one is for my sister.
I had a feeling it was going to be your sister.
Well, you know, she can love me, but she can talk to me in a way that just makes me want to cry my eyes out.
I know. Sometimes I feel your sister goes a little too hard on the tough love.
She goes hard.
Yeah.
But with all that's been going on with me, she has taken over the stuff that I have at work.
Yeah.
And she has paid all of my bills.
Oh, that's
awesome.
She
has made sure, she has made sure nothing has been left undone.
That is great.
And I just cannot thank her enough.
You're a good egg, Pat.
Thank you.
But talk nicely to people. I'm just going to add that a little bit. Talk nice. It's okay to talk nicely to people. Yep. Who else rules?
Well, my other you rule, of course, is for Ricky Ricardo.
Of course, for Ricky Ricardo.
Because, I mean, what he did and how kind he is. And
I suppose he refused to take any money for it as well.
Oh, no, he took money.
Good. I'm glad.
But it wasn't the kind of money I was expecting it to be.
Okay,
So, you know, just to have friends in this town who live
and increase the value of your house as well by adding a ramp to it.
It probably will.
Yep.
And like I said, it's beautiful.
Yay.
I love it.
Yay. I only have one you rule, and honestly, it's the same you rule that I had when I wrote up my outline, you know, a month and a half ago for what I thought was going to be. And it's for Jimothy the raccoon.
I have seen Jimothy.
I'm so glad. Jimothy is still around and kicking. He is literally hopping and jumping and doing his thing in Ballard, the Ballard neighborhood of Seattle, which is where he lives. I think a couple of days before the last time we were going to record, you know, June, around the end of June, I saw just the first video of him. And the first time you see him, it's pretty creepy. Because he looks like a normal raccoon with really long legs.
he does not look normal.
He does not look, he's not very normal, but he's so, and then all of a sudden, like a week later, all this new lore starts dropping for Jimothy, where other residents of Seattle are like, oh, I know that raccoon. That raccoon was a baby a few months ago in my yard. Here's some videos I took. And there are pictures of him, video of him, when he's just a little baby raccoon, and
he's a legend.
He's less than half the size of his little siblings. And just his mom's being so careful to make sure he's walking along the fence and not going to fall. It's just adorable. Jimothy is, I just love him. He is, he's an indomitable spirit. So
Jimothy rules,
baby. And listeners, you all rule as well. We appreciate you guys hanging with us and sending Bet all of those lovely well wishes.
You all are the best.
We cannot wait to hear more shout outs from you guys. I think we'll be back next week, as far as I know. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be.
I got no place to be.
I do. I did tell Bet I'm going to be away Labor Day weekend, but I should be good for the rest of August. And then we'll be back on our normal bullshit. So there you go. Back next week with episode 779. Until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug once again. Thank you all for tuning in.
Mwah, thank mwah, you. Mwah. We love you. Mwah.
Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
I had to replace one of my smoke alarms. Did I tell you it went off at 4 in the morning and I didn't know what to do?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I did tell you that, and I had to destroy it to make it stop beeping because it had a solid...
like a hammer.
It was a screwdriver, actually, but I just whack until it stopped making noise. Because it was 4 in the morning, and you know, you can't, while the thing's going off at 4 in the morning, you can't really Google, how do I turn this off?
Yes, Bellingham Police... Exactly. I'm not sure, but I think the person next to me is committing a murder. You might want to check it out.